It's a technology that started in China and in the last few years has spread quickly throughout the U.S., causing federal regulators to play catch-up and sparking the entrepreneurial spirit in many.
When you push the button on the battery, it sends the charge up into the coil, turns on the coil, heats up the liquid that's on that wicking material, and turns it into vapor. And when you fire the device, you'll hear a little bit of a hissing noise. And that's just, basically, it's boiling that liquid off the wicking material.
That is SmokeSmart founder Jim Buchanan describing the basic vaporizing technology powering e-cigarettes. His company recently opened a location in Valley Park. Buchanan started a few years ago with one store while keeping his job as a district manager for an auto parts retailer. Within 3 months, he left that position to keep up with the expanding customer base that he says reaches from 18 to 80.
We believe in how it changes people's lives. We've literally had customers coming in crying and thanking us. They've never been able to get away from the traditional cigarettes. I've had customers that have been on oxygen. They start using this device and they're no longer on oxygen.
Even though business is booming, Buchanan has scaled back growth plans due to uncertainty over the pending federal rules. Also, the debate on the potential health impact continues to be played out. The American Heart Association says e-cigarettes can keep smokers hooked on nicotine and target young people. Chris Sherwin is the association's director of state and local tobacco policy.
There are thousands of different flavors, like bubblegum and cotton candy and fruit flavors. It's very clear that they're being marketed to children.
He says the association is calling for marketing restrictions similar to those in place for combustible cigarettes. Sherwin also says there is not enough scientific evidence to support claims the devices help people give up traditional smokes.
There's a little bit of research showing there might be some effectiveness, but those research studies were not very large at all. And so we cannot say that these products are effective. And there's a lot of concern that people may continue to smoke while also using e-cigarettes, what we call dual use.
But Buchanan says he's proof that they help people kick the tobacco habit.
I was skeptical whether it would work or not. And when we started using them, we had no issues with having a desire to smoke a regular cigarette.
Creve Coeur area school chef A.J. Moll is also a believer.
I was an accidental quitter. O'Fallon, Missouri, 3 years ago, went smoke-free. And after work, I enjoyed going to a pub, smoking, having a couple beers, and O'Fallon said no more. No more cigarettes.
Moll, who heads media relations for Bi-State Regional Advocates for Vaping Education, a St. Louis-based group designed to promote the industry, points to the organization's numbers, which suggest a negative economic impact if the FDA's guidelines are implemented in their current form.
Countrywide in the U.S., we're looking at 15,000 small to medium-sized businesses being shut down. Here in St. Louis, you're looking at $600,000 in lost wages just for the employees, not even the employer.
Moll adds the organization is not opposed to what it describes as rational regulations, including not selling to minors and detailed labeling. The FDA says it can't speculate on when the final rules will be implemented. Most observers believe it will take 12 to 18 months, longer if the issue gets tied up in court. I'm Wayne Pratt, St. Louis Public Radio.